Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful morning here in Hawaii. First of all, I'd like to thank you for listening to this radio program. I am very grateful for receiving this opportunity to be able to share the Buddha Dharma with you this morning. When you hear the word practice in Buddhism, what kind of practice would you imagine? Reciting the Nembutsu, meditation, or some sort of asceticism? There are many types of practices in Buddhism for the purpose of attaining spiritual awakening or enlightenment. Meditation is one of them. Some schools of Buddhism emphasize meditation as a way to attain the highest awakening. But in Jodo Shinshu tradition, we do not have a meditation in that manner. The practice in Jodo Shinshu is to listen to the compassionate bow of Amida Buddha that is directed to each of us. Some people might say it is too simple and not satisfactory, saying that they want to experience some kind of severe religious practice, such as meditation or asceticism. Of course, meditation itself is a very noble and respectable practice in Buddhist tradition, and I do respect people who conduct meditation as a religious practice. Nagarjuna was a Buddhist master who lived around 150 to 250 Common Era in India. Shinran Shonin revered him as one of the seven patriarchs in Jodo Shinshu. One of his great contributions toward the development of Buddhism was that he categorized the path to the enlightenment into two paths. There are many different paths to the enlightenment, and Nagarjuna categorized those teachings into the paths of difficult practice and the paths of easy practice. The paths of difficult practices requires one to go through arduous religious practices and follow many precepts. The paths of easy practice, on the other hand, is to simply rely on Amida Buddha's vow that promises to lead all beings into enlightenment. Nagarjuna wrote as follows: in the Buddha's teaching, there are countless gates, just as there are difficult and easy among the paths of this world. For journeying overland is full of hardships, while sailing on board a boat is pleasant. So it is with the paths of Bodhisattva. Some engage in rigorous practice and endeavor. Others quickly reach the stage of non-retrogression through the easy practice of entrusting as a means for attaining it. When we compare those two paths, the paths of difficult practices and the paths of easy practice, in ordinary sense, we might think that the path of difficult practices brings us a better result because one has to undergo rigorous practices. Only the person who has a strong desire, commitment, power, and patience toward the highest awakening can fulfill this path, which is like journeying overland. Therefore, we tend to think it must be a better practice. And on the other hand, the path of easy practice, which is like sailing on board a boat, is a degraded and inferior path. But the question is, if the path is open to everyone, if the path is practicable by everyone, regardless of their skill or knowledge, can it also be called a good practice? One minister who underwent several rigorous practices and attained a special skill visited a village. This minister sometimes shared his mysterious power so that many people of the village gradually became the follower of this minister. One day, this minister asked people in the village to prepare a large hot bathtub in the middle of the village. He asked them to heat the water in the bathtub very hot. The water is now too hot to go inside. People gathered around the minister, wondering what would happen next. Then after yelling, this minister went inside the boiling water. He looked very natural and calm in the boiling water. Everybody who saw that was very surprised. And after a while, this minister came out of the bathtub as if nothing had happened. And he pointed out the minister of Jodo Shinshu tradition, telling him to try the same thing as he did. People were watching, wondering if this Jodo Shinshu minister could also go inside this boiling water. With a big smile, this Jodo Shinshu minister approached to the bathtub and touched the hot water. He took off his clothes, and then he asked people, "Can anyone please bring cold water?" People were surprised, but brought cold water. Then without hesitation, he poured this cold water into the bathtub. He touched the water and asked again, "Can you please bring cold water one more time?" Again, he poured the cold water into the bathtub. He touched the hot water. He then went in the bathtub and said, "Everyone, this is right temperature. Why don't you all come inside? It feels so good." This is not a true story, but was made to explain the difference of difficult practice and easy practice. The first minister, who cultivated the strength and concentration, and achieved a special skill to be able to endure the boiling water, must be a great minister. But the second minister, who took a close look of the hot water and changed the temperature adequately so that everyone could join him, was also a great minister, isn't he? In this story, the hot water represents the Buddha's teachings or the Dharma, and the difference of the water's temperature represents the difference between the difficult path and easy path. The boiling water must be a good path for those limited people who can bear with it. But the warm water that was adjusted in the right temperature so that everyone, whether one is young or old, strong or weak, health or sickness, wise or ignorant, can enjoy it, is also a great path, isn't it? So, we are not comparing which path is superior to others. It is up to each of us whether you choose to walk the path of difficult practices or easy practices. The Nembutsu path is like this warm water that was adjusted nicely for all of us. Nembutsu path is categorized as easy path, and this Nembutsu path of Namo Amida Butsu was prepared by Amida Buddha out of his great compassion to all of us. Once again, the word easy in this case does not mean that this teaching is inferior nor degraded compared to other teachings, but is simply expressing the working of Amida. For the sentient beings who have blind passions of greed, anger, and ignorance, Amida Buddha himself underwent difficult practices and prepared us a Nembutsu path, which is easy to follow by anyone. Namo Amida Butsu is the calling voice of Amida Buddha, saying, "Let me take care of you. Please ride on my boat to the other shore of enlightenment." It is also my expression of entrusting and gratitude to Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion that is tirelessly working for each of us. Thank you, and let us recite the Onenbutsu in closing. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.